Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, the director and CEO of Issues Concerning Women, and we are delighted, as always, to be with you on this Thursday evening. It is windy and rainy in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but that's okay because we know that even though the weather outside is in a storm tonight, we are here to bring you joy because there's joy in the journey. We have an exciting show for you tonight. I'm so excited, as always. I want to thank those who are tuning in tonight. And if you have questions and you want to call in, the telephone number to call is 1-347-826-7543. Or if you want to go to the chat room and you want to type in a question, you can do it there. And after the show, you can call me at 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. This is Issues Concerning Women, and we are so excited. Tonight we have a special guest from one of our local community colleges, and her name is Olisa Moyer, and we're going to bring her on in just a few minutes, and we're going to tell you a little bit about her. She is a student at Broughton and Stratton College here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I had the great pleasure of meeting her about over a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, at their graduation program. And I actually got a chance to sit down with her and talk to her. We had a one-on-one. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this young lady is phenomenal. She was an excellent interviewer, and I just know that when she goes out into the workforce and to develop her career, she's going to be a great catch for somebody. And I'm telling you, if I could afford her, I would hire her right now. But I just want to bring Olisa on the line. Olisa, are you there?
I am. How are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I am very blessed. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I just was talking about you, and I know that you could hear me, and I hope that you don't mind, you know, as I'm carrying on about you, but you were such a delight and a joy to be with and to interview, as the other ladies were at the college, and we were actually there to do this program, and we actually had the opportunity to sit down with a lot of the students to see where they were going and what they were doing. So, Olisa, would you just tell the audience, you know, your full name and what you're doing right now at the college and in the workplace, because I know that you work as well.
I do. My name is actually Surprise Olisa Ibon Ayan Moyer, but everyone knows me as Olisa Moyer. I'm currently a senior at Bryan Stratton College, and as far as education goes, I already have my associates. I'm working on my BBA through the school, and the program that she's referring to was actually our graduation program as far as our portfolio projects, which basically takes a compilation of everything that we've learned over the past 4 years and puts them together, and then we present our portfolios and we actually do formal interviews as if we were in a real life setting. As far as the workforce goes, I have a background in the military. I'm prior Army. I was a 92 Alpha, which was automated logistics for Black Hawk and Apache helicopters and aviation. And then from there, I ended up pursuing music through the military with the USER Band and Chorus. And then I ended up back in the workforce and focusing in marketing, prior office management. And now I am a financial analyst for a government contractor.
Well, that is so wonderful. We are just so excited to have Olisa on the line with us tonight, and she's going to give you more information about herself as we go further into our discussion tonight. Now, Miss Olisa, you mentioned that you were a singer.
I am.
So what do you sing, and what kind of singing do you like to do, and what's your aspiring dream and your vision for your singing career?
As far as singing goes, I started when I was 3 years old, and I've been singing ever since then. And I actually went to Ocean Lakes High School, which was a local high school in the Virginia Beach area. And from there, I was in the chorus, and then it just kind of elevated in the military, ended up singing and dancing for the military. And after that, I just ended up doing talent shows. And in the local area, I did Afram Fest, and I've done Hampton Bay Days. I've traveled to 27 different countries and performed in 13 of them. I've won 19 talent shows. I've done about 60 performances in the past 10 years in different places. I've done 12 plays between Georgia, Virginia, and the state of Arizona. I've done AMTC, which is Actors, Models, Talent for Christ. I just finished America's Got Talent, and we also just finished the Gospel Music Workshop of America, which was founded by the Reverend James Cleveland. And upcoming, I have Troy University's graduation that I'm singing the national anthem at. I'm also doing X Factor in 2012. And people always ask me to sing at weddings and anniversaries and special programs, and I continue to do that as well.
Oh, my goodness. That was a mouthful.
It's a lot.
And that was wonderful. Now that you're in, and in, you know, your singing career, and you're, and it seems to be moving rapidly because you've done a lot, and you're not old. So you're a young lady. You're pretty young, and you've done a lot thus far. How has music been, you know, since you've been singing since a little girl, how has that affected your life as an adult, other than, you know, the other wonderful things that you've done?
I would say that as an adult, music has continued me to push forward. It has given me goals and aspirations, especially going through hard situations in life. And just singing always has made me feel better. And people who know me very well will tell you I sing all the time. If I'm not singing, something's wrong. So it's my life, and it's just something that I continue to do, and it's my passion. But the one thing that I do have in mind is that even though it is something I love to do, you always have to have something to fall back on just in case things don't always work out the way you want them to. So I've always had a balancing act between work and school and singing. Those three things have always been a huge part of my life, and I just constantly balance them, but they're all important to me, and I make sure that I strive very hard to stay on top of all of them.
Oh, wonderful. That is so great, and I love to hear that you are not shy about saying what your passion is, and that is singing, but you also know that you need to develop the other gifts and talents that God has given you, and that is wonderful, and that's one of the things we always talk about in Issues Concerning Women is just don't do one thing. If you're good at other things, be proud of who you are and use the gifts that God has given you, because if you don't use them, you know what happens. They kind of fade away, you know.
Right.
So I'm just excited to hear that you have this engraved in you already, and implanted in you, and that's just wonderful to hear, and I'm sure it's inspirational for somebody else to hear that you can do more than one thing and be good at multiple things. So I know that you formerly lived in Atlanta, Georgia.
I did.
Am I correct? Okay.
Yes, you
and
are.
How was the transition from Georgia to Virginia, and how did you get here? Was it through your military career or for other reasons?
It was for work opportunities. I actually was working in Atlanta, and I was in a marketing position in Atlanta, and then a marketing position opened and presented itself here, which was closer to home because most of my family is here, so it just kind of worked out. So altogether, I went from New York to the military, traveling all over the world, then to Arizona, then to Savannah, then to Atlanta, and now back to Virginia.
Oh, my goodness. So that is awesome. I am just, as I interviewed you previously at the school, we talked about so many different things, and what impressed me most about you is that your commitment to everything that you were doing, you were so passionate about it, and I just want to talk a little bit about that. Where does that come from? Is there a mentor in your life or someone who you can accredit that to?
Actually, I have a couple of people. My parents, first and foremost, they pushed me to always strive better. And my family, we come from a family of entrepreneurs and people that worked really hard, ranging from teachers to, you know, having your own business. No matter what it was that our family did, we were always taught give 150% or don't give any. And I've always had that passion. And then, you know, as I've learned in life, as certain people left my life and other people came in, I've continued to have people that pray for me and continue to guide me and be there for me in mentor positions. My godmother, JP, my parents, of course, Miss Ellis Young, Miss Hayes, half of the Bryan and Stratton College faculty, because they've all been very supportive of me through all of my life and everything that I've been working towards. They've been there beyond words. And just having people that have your back all the time, and even the Tidewater Literacy family that I've acquired recently has just been so supportive. And when you have people that have positive outlooks and believe in you and know that you can do something, it just pushes you even more, because you don't want to disappoint, and you know that you can reach for the stars and possibly, you know, exceed what you were even thinking you could go to.
Well, that is awesome and phenomenal. I just, again, want to say, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, and our special guest tonight is Olisa E. Moyer, and she is a student at Bryan Stratton College. But if you missed the first half of the program, you're going to have to go back and listen to it online so you can hear all the wonderful things that she has done in just a short period of time and all the things that she has accomplished. So, Olisa, you talked about Tidewater Literacy Council. Tell me a little bit about that and what you're doing there.
Sure, I would love to. Tidewater Literacy Council is actually who I ended up doing my internship with, and what they are is a nonprofit organization providing one-to-one tutoring to non-reading or low-level reading adults in the four cities of Tidewater, Virginia. They cover Chesapeake, Norfolk, Portsmouth, and Virginia Beach, and they do free evaluations, and they're offered to adults who request help from the Tidewater Literacy Program, or TLC as we call them, to improve their reading skills. One of the things I love to do is read in my spare time. I love to read music. I love to write. And I think music has this way of reaching people in the way that no other thing can happen. But in order to do that, you have to be able to read. And that's kind of like, reading is my passion as much as music is. And with TLC, we work with people that are on lower reading levels to help them reach their goals, whether it be reading the Bible or being able to make it everyday life a little easier for them. And they're a really great organization, and we are constantly looking for tutors, and we're constantly looking for students, because their goal is to help people learn how to read. And I think it's a really important thing that a lot of people take for granted, because, you know, so many of us went to school, we learned how to read, and just kind of evolved from there, but you don't think about the people that never grasped that skill set.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome to hear. And, of course, since you are looking for volunteers, how could somebody get in touch with you if they wanted to be a part of the program? Because Issues Concerning Women has a literacy program, and we would definitely like to get on board. But if somebody's listening to the show tonight, how could they get in touch with TLC to get further information about volunteering their services?
I can give you our website. It's www.tidewaterliteracy.org, www.tidewaterliteracy.org. And on the website, it has all the information about how the organization was created and the numbers that you can call in order to get in touch with somebody.
Okay, great. That sounds great. So we will have that posted on Issues Concerning Women. It gives me a few days, ladies and gentlemen, because I have people call me. I went to the website, I didn't see it, but you know I'm going to get around to it, so just give me a couple of days, because I don't want to forget, and I definitely want to be a part of that program. Now, Lisa, you are currently in school,
mm-hmm.
and are you still working at this
school? I am. I work a full-time
and
job.
And doing your intern?
And
okay, and doing
yes.
your internship.
Yes,
oh, my
same.
Goodness.
It's a
and
lot.
You can. It is a lot. But you know what? That's wonderful that you're able to accomplish these goals. And do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do on your position where you work? I don't know if you can give the name, but if you would like to, you can. Or you can just tell us what your job is and what you do there.
Sure. As a financial analyst for a government contractor, I perform cost analysis on assigned contracts. I process contract modifications, subcontracting modifications. I process risk briefs for assigned contracts. I maintain prime and subcontract documents for processing. I also handle our unbilling and our all of our filing for the contract. I prepare contract expenditures versus estimate budgets on a regular scheduled basis, and I prepare procurement requests for subcontract invoices and monitor subcontract cost reports for accuracy and completeness. That's basically the sum of what I do.
Well, and that's another mouthful. So I'm telling you, people, y'all gonna have to come back and listen to this show again so you can get everything that she has been talking about tonight. Because I know that she is an awesome young lady. She's phenomenal in what she's doing, and she has her eyes set on the prize. And that's really why I wanted to bring her on the show tonight, so that we can see that our young people are doing and things that they want to do, and they're following their dreams. And I know it's not easy for any of us, and especially in this economy, we have a tendency to think that we can't make it. But Olisa is living proof that you can do anything that you set your mind to, no matter what your age is. Doesn't matter if you're fresh out of high school or if you're in your 50s and 60s and you want to go back to school. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about your special skills. I know that you speak different languages. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Let's see. I'm fluent in American Sign Language. I'm fluent in World Sign Language. I'm fluent in German from living overseas in Germany. And I have Spanish and French under my belt as well. And Italian, I can sing in Italian, but I don't speak Italian fluently. So it's a lot.
You know what? It is a lot. And for some people, they're probably going, wow, it's overwhelming, and they can't wrap their heads around it. But that's why I wanted you to come on the show, because we can do whatever we want to do. And I'm going to keep saying that. When there's a calling on your life and God has ordained certain things for you to do, you have to do them. And Olisa is living proof that it can be done. She's still in her 20s. She's a young lady, and she's doing what her dreams and aspirations are. So I applaud you, Ms. Olisa. I applaud your parents and your mentors and all the people that have influenced your life, and I know that they're so very, very proud of you. So if anybody's listening to this program and they're looking for a new employee, they need to call Olisa. I'm going to be her crusader, you know. And she has these magnificent skills. So if you want more information about her, you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. And, of course, I'm going to screen you first, because I have to always know that we have to do things decent and in order. And then I will forward you to Olisa, because I just don't want anybody and everybody calling her. But with the skills that she has, I know that, and I told her this already, I hope she won't mind me saying it out loud, but I think she would be a great candidate for the up-and-coming presidential campaign in 2012. So, hey, I'm putting it out there. She needs to be in the White House. She needs to be representing all the women and young ladies with her skills, so she can go very far. And she doesn't really have to stay in D.C. She could travel globally. So I want you to, if you know somebody that knows somebody who knows somebody that can help Olisa in her career, please give me a call. And I know she's laughing at me now, but, you know, she'll thank me later.
I am, Olisa, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
I know that you do. And I want to talk more about your plans after graduation.
Well, I definitely want to pursue singing. It's something, like I said, it's my passion. It's what I love to do. As far as from a work standpoint, as a financial analyst, I'd like to advance and continue to develop those skills. I'm already Microsoft Office certified. I already have the National Contractors Administration under my belt. So there are a number of certifications that I'd like to go for, so I just like to continue to grow from there. After master's, looking at my doctorate possibly, just depending on, you know, time, where God has me at that point in time and what he has called for me to do.
Great. And I know that you have a lot on your plate and that you're doing a lot. And you sound like you have it all together. Now, is there any time for a social life?
Yes. Because
okay,
I was going to say, because of me singing, I get to socialize with my friends a lot because they come to a lot of my shows, and my family supports
okay,
a lot of the shows, and so do a lot of my friends, so that works out. And then I always have, you know, my church family and the people that I spend time with on Sundays and even on the weekends, like my best friend, Aisha. I talk to her every day, and, you know, she's also my prayer partner. And, yeah, I definitely have a huge social life, but it's included in my work and in my home and, you know, spending time, at, you know, whenever I do have a little bit of free time with them.
Okay, great. And I did want to ask that question because I'm sure somebody's thinking, well, when did she get to do anything for herself? You know?
Well, all of those things are for me. They really are. They're
absolutely
all things that I love to do.
Praise God. That is wonderful. That is a wonderful response to that, because sometimes we don't put ourselves first. And that's one of the things that we talk about in our Issues Concerning Women program. Where do you fit in to everything? You know, if you're doing all these other things, are you taking time for yourself? Because we have to be well-rounded. And people talk about balance. That's kind of really hard to do. You just need to know how to get everything done and be organized. And if you're an organized person, you can get a lot done in a short period of time. So I know that it's probably hard sometimes to fit in everything, but it sounds like you have it all together, and I'm really, really proud of you. Now, let me ask you a little bit about your family. Are your parents here in Hampton Roads, or
yeah,
are they elsewhere?
Well, yeah, they're here. My family is here. Because I have more, honestly, I have more than one set of parents. I have a group
okay.
of people that kind of, like, adopted me. So basically all of them
okay.
are here. That's the best way to put
okay.
it.
Okay, great, great. So I won't ask you to say their names because we might forget somebody. It's like being at the Academy Awards, and you forget one person, and oh, they're going to have a fit. So we won't ask the names, but I just wanted to make sure that we did mention your parents, because they are, I'm sure, like I said before, absolutely proud of you and beaming at everything that you're doing and watching you grow and turn into this fabulous young lady. So I, again, applaud your parents and all the mentors that have encouraged your life. Now, at the college, you have talked a little bit about your teachers there. Can you tell me about the program that you're enrolled in at this particular time that you're graduating from?
Sure. It was the Bachelor's of Business Administration under General Management. And the business teachers, like all the teachers that held business classes, were the people that I grew closest to, because that was the program that I was in. And they were the people that were constantly, you know, always encouraging, always had my back, literally through sickness and through health. They have been 100% supportive. Dean Rogers, who's the dean of our school at the Virginia Beach campus, all of them have just been very, very supportive of all of my dreams, everything that I've tried to do and you know, what I'm trying to do, even if, you know, I fall short or things don't necessarily work out the way I intended at that time. They have always been there, you know, through prayer and through kindness and through love, and I couldn't ask for a better family.
Excellent. That is a very profound way to put it. And what's next for Olisa? Tell us about that.
What's next? Well, right
yes.
now I'm focusing from the entertainment standpoint. I'm getting ready, literally getting ready for X Factor. It's requiring me to have to work out because you have to be in a certain physique. Vocally, I'm working on my range. I'm actually going to the studio, and we're finishing up my album, and it'll be probably released in early fall or late winter of 2011. And, you know, it's just I have things that I'm definitely trying to do. So between finishing school and officially finishing school and performing and doing the competitions and also maintaining my full-time job, it does keep me pretty busy.
Oh, yes. I believe that. You look, girl, we have to talk after the show. Anyway, now with X Factor, how did you get involved with that?
I actually ended up doing America's Got Talent last year, and we're still waiting to hear back from that whether I made it or not. But the producers from America's Got Talent ended up contacting me, asking me would I like to audition for X Factor. But it is a very, very difficult competition because they look at everything. They look at your voice. They look at your image. They look at how you present yourself. And because I'm doing it from a Christian standpoint, when I come, I want to come correct, as we say. So, you know, I'm definitely, I have to do certain things in order to make that happen. So, you know, look out for me on TV because hopefully I'll make it there. But right now it's just preparing to get to that point.
Yes, absolutely. And we will see you on television, whether it's X Factor or some other program. You will definitely be there because I know that just in the little time that I know you, once you set your mind to doing something, you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So I am already speaking it. It's out there now. So, hey, look for old Lisa. She's going to be on television. We don't know what station yet, but we'll let you know.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And with your singing career now, are you strictly gospel or are you crossover or what are you doing it for your first studio CD?
The CD is gospel music and positive music. Like, I don't do,
okay,
you know, a lot of the, I'm not knocking R&B, but I guess you could say my heart is in gospel because that's what I grew up singing. Even when I was small, my aunt used to be the director of the Millie Patrick Choir at a church called Queen Street in Hampton. And then I sang in my uncle's church, which was in Tidewater Drive at Jerusalem Baptist Church. So it's just the church has, and the choir has always been in me. So it would definitely be gospel or something related to positivity and just living your life in God's light.
Okay, great. That is awesome. So we can be looking for your CD this year, 2011?
Yes.
In the fall?
Yes.
Okay, great. And we will be looking out for that. And I'll have you come at on one of the radio shows before you release so that I can say that I know you. So if someone wanted you to come and sing at the church or the wedding or some other great event, how would they get in touch with you?
They can call my stepfather, who is my manager, and I can give you his telephone number. It's 757-474-4180, and his name is Frederick Daniels. Again, it's 757-474-4180, and his name is Frederick Daniels. And I'm pretty much available. He can tell you what my schedule is, and you just contact him. And I don't charge when it comes to church events and stuff like that just because, you know, it's for the Lord. And, you know, you do where your heart, you do what your heart tells you to do and where the Spirit leads you. And then for anything else, just contact my dad, and we'll take care of you.
Okay, great. That is awesome. And I know that you have much more to, you know, share, and as the coming months come about, I definitely want to have you back on the show so that we can keep up with you and so you can let us know, you know, what you're doing and where you're going to be, because I'm so excited that we had the opportunity to meet at the school and then to carry on the conversation after that and to have you on our show tonight, which is Issues Concerning Women, if you just tuned in. Olisa has been a phenomenal guest, and I want to thank you, Olisa, for coming on the show and sharing with us all the wonderful things that you do, and they're all positive. And I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
You are so, so welcome. And before you go, now, your father is your manager. Now,
yes.
Does he manage other artists, or is this is just he's just your manager?
No, I'm
we
want
to give him a plug. If
exactly. I'm his only baby
okay.
right now. I am.
Okay. So tell Dad if he wants to, if he's going to further his career, then give me a call, and we can get him on the show.
I will definitely make that happen for him, for sure.
Okay, great. That'll be great. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. We know that we're going to be looking for you on X Factor. Her CD is going to be coming out in the fall of 2011, and she's got her graduation coming up. And if you need her to perform, give her a call at 757-474-4180 and ask for Frederick Daniels, which is her manager and her father. So, Lisa, have a wonderful evening. I will be in touch soon. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and you have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of another Issues Concerning Women broadcast. We hope that you enjoyed the show. It has been a phenomenal time for me. Our special guest was Olisa Moyer. She's right here locally in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but you can call her and get more information about her at 757-474-4180, or you can call me at 757-567-6734. Visit us at the website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and we are going to update it with the information about our special guest and how you can get in touch with her if you want to come to your church or your event. So thank you again. God bless you all for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, and we'll see you next Thursday at 8:30. God bless and good night. Olisa?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and call you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.